With farmers markets starting and even some herbs and early vegetables popping up in gardens, it's a great time to think about all the great ingredients coming into season.
But even with a new crop of produce upon us, some things stay the same. That's the crunch that a lot of us feel trying to put together a well-balanced meal that's also tasty.
Luckily, cookbook author Susie Middleton has us covered with her new book called Simple Green Suppers, a fresh strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals. Susie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, I'm so glad to be with you guys today.
Well, we're zeroing in on strategy. So what is this new strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals?
Well, it's kind of fun because I converted to being a full-time vegetarian about 3 years ago, and I realized, gosh, you really have to have a plan in place if you're going to come home every night and make a delicious vegetarian supper. And it starts with kind of refreshing your pantry. And I've arranged the book around noodles, grains, beans, leaves, toast, tortillas, eggs, and broth. And those are your main staples that I sort of walk you through how to stock a few basics in all those areas, and then how to make some really quick and easy flavor boosters and bring your fresh vegetables home and combine them together for a really delicious one-dish vegetarian meal.
And this really can happen in one dish, right?
It really can. I mean, it doesn't mean only one pot or pan.
Okay, all right.
Because then you would absolutely be, baking everything or, sauteing everything. But, most of the time it's not a lot. But it all comes together in a dish that is well-balanced. It has protein, it has flavor, it has crunch. I use a lot of toasted nuts and things that add flavor, crispy shiitakes, and I give lots of pointers on how to make those things ahead of time so that you can have them stocked up and really sort of layer flavors into a dish pretty quickly. And I also give you a good technique for cooking grains ahead and keeping them in the fridge for a week. And so it's really kind of becomes a fun assembly into your one bowl.
Let's talk about those grains, because I love eating grains and there's a lot of them out there, but they take so long to cook. And if I'm hungry and it's 5:30, I don't want to wait 45 minutes to cook a grain. So what do you suggest? What is that technique?
Well, two things. One, I have a great technique, which is basically the pasta cooking method, where you boil grains you don't have to do pilaf style, which is sort of a measured amount of water, and it's a little tricky, and you never know if you've got the right amount, and sometimes you finish cooking, they're still chewy. With this, you just throw the grains in the boiling pot of water, and then you taste them to see if they're done. It works especially well with short grain brown rice and wheat berries, and short grain brown rice cooks at about 25 minutes. And quinoa cooks in about 12 minutes that way. You can cook white rice that way. But you can also cook all those grains with that method, drain them, and then keep them in the fridge for about a week. You just throw them into stir fries and sautés. And what I'm suggesting is not the old-fashioned way of eating grains where you've got like a ton of them with just a little bit of vegetables. I'm suggesting kind of you add grains in more like handfuls into your salads and your sautés.
They don't get mushy if you put them in the fridge?
No. They really hold up really well, especially things like wheat berries and brown rice and quinoa. And you can put them right into your stir fry pan.
Let's talk about that recipe with the wheat berry salad, the quick roasted beet and arugula and wheat berry salad with strawberry balsamic dressing. It sounds wonderful, and the recipe is up on the Central Time Facebook page. Take us through this.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's such a pretty salad, and it's a great, great one for this time of year. There are two quick ideas in here in Make-Aheads. One, in fact, is the wheat berries. Wheat berries are one of the longer cooking grains, and so to cut your cooking time, I do suggest soaking those overnight. And then I usually cook my grains on a Sunday afternoon and make sure they're well-drained and keep them in the fridge. Now, beets are a vegetable that usually take a really long time to cook. There's a very quick way to get around that, and that is to slice them thinly, spread them out on a sheet pan, and roast them, and they get into these nice little, you take them out before they get really, really crisp, but they're nice and pliable and sweet and caramelized, and that's about 12 to 14 minutes. So to put a a salad like this together on a weeknight, you basically get a nice platter or some serving plates. You layer down some arugula, you sprinkle on your roasted beets and some sliced up strawberries, toss on some of your grains if you've already got cooked. And if you don't, you know, substitute something like quinoa that cooks quickly, or white rice. And then you make a quick little dressing with some diced up strawberries, some balsamic vinegar, and some maple syrup, and drizzle that over all. And that makes actually a vegan salad. And if you want, you can add the fresh goat cheese. If not, you don't have to.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Oh, yeah. That one is up right now on our Central Time Facebook page. And I want to talk some more about what you said about layering flavors in. And it sounds like it's not all happening at the spur of the moment, but you've got a lot of this ready. Can you talk about that idea that you can layer the flavors on?
Well, especially in a one-dish meal and a vegetarian meal, I think sometimes we all think of vegetarian meals as either being kind of boring or heavy, and you always want to have a little bit of freshness and a little bit of crunch. So I sort of give you ideas on how to layer those flavors actually in the bowl so that you're putting on some toasted nuts, you're putting on some fresh herbs at the end, so you're adding some texture and some brightness, and maybe you've got a little tiny lemon herb sauce at the end, or cucumber yogurt sauce, or I have about 30 sauces in the book, which are easy to make, a little lemon tahini sauce, a blender Caesar dressing. Those things are also great to make ahead because they keep in the fridge for a week, and that gives you another, like, a finishing flavor. And so I'm giving you lots of opportunities. I'm also big on salting while you're cooking, which, you know, you can describe that as layering flavor. You want to bring out flavor at every step of your cooking. That's one way, you know, to bring flavor in, and then also the whole layering idea of textures.
We're talking right now with Susie Middleton, and her new cookbook is called Simple Green Suppers, a fresh strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals. And with all the great produce coming up right now, it's so much fun to get some inspiration for what to do with all these veggies. Susie, when you're cooking your grains, do you throw some of your veggies in later on in the cooking at all? Do you ever combine the cooking of your grains and your veggies?
No. Okay. No, because okay. I do think that tends to, I'm not a big boiler of vegetables.
Okay.
I think vegetables are really tasty when they're have a little bit of high heat. So my favorite methods are stir-frying, sautéing, roasting, and grilling, because I think that makes vegetables more tasty for people. And also, especially with vegetables like mushrooms and eggplants, it makes them have a deeper flavor, and that gives you some umami flavor that you don't get with meat. And so I think, so I don't generally, and again with the grains, I keep it simple so that I can put them in the fridge and then use them throughout the week.
Yeah.
But, and also the other thing about this, there is kind of I play the strategy out in the book with lots of examples, so that I'm trying to give you the tools so you can use the recipes, and then once you get a sense of how to assemble these things, you can make them on your own, which I'm finding out from people who are cooking from the book. They're really enjoying doing that, sort of making their own dishes up.
You've got a section in your book about cooking with a veggie plus, in this case, it's eggs. You pair up different things. And
right.
this is a great one right now, because probably it's going to be a warm dish. It's a little chilly in Wisconsin right now.
I know.
Can you give us some ideas for pairing up the eggs and veggies?
Well, there's a really fun thing, which is called a puffy pancake, which is really basically just a giant popover. And a lot of people may have heard of Dutch babies or a sweet puffy pancake, but this is a savory one where it's just you whiz up eggs, milk, and flour and put it in a hot saute pan, and it puffs up. And when it comes out of the oven, you fill it with sauteed vegetables. And I have some different ideas. There's a spiced cauliflower. There's a cherry tomato and corn filling, so that's really fun. And I have a couple different really yummy frittatas and a Yukon Gold and Brussels sprouts hash with a fried egg, which is very tasty. So
yeah,
there's
that sounds great.
Lots of different approaches.
Yeah, and the egg also can be pretty versatile for you to hold things together, but also give you that protein.
Exactly. And so I want people not to overlook the fact, I mean, these days it's really fun to, like, throw a fried egg on it and call it an egg dish, but one of the best things eggs do is provide a binding quality. So making savory pancakes or making baked eggs or making savory bread puddings, which I think are delicious. And we've got Japanese vegetable pancakes in the book, and our savory bread puddings have Brussels sprouts again, cheddar, Dijon, and shallots, and that really makes a hearty meal.
Susie Middleton is with us right now. She's sharing some terrific recipes and ideas from her new cookbook, and it's called Simple Green Suppers, a fresh strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are there particular vegetables that are the superstars of your cooking? Or maybe you have a vegetable that you love, but you need some help in figuring out new ways to prepare it. Susie is happy to help. Call in at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll pick up our conversation in just a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're continuing our conversation with Susie Middleton about her newest cookbook. This one's called Simple Green Suppers, a fresh strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are there early veggies that you look forward to every year? What are they and how do you prepare them? Are you a master of one-pot meals or could you use some help? And what do you pair with veggies to round out a meal? Is it eggs? Is it grains, breads, or maybe all of the above? Call in at 800-642-1234 to share your tips or get some help or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll take our first caller now. We have Carly on the line in Cumberland. Carly, hello.
Hi there. I was just wondering from Susie, what her favorite way to prepare eggplant is, because I usually have some trouble grilling it or marinating it.
Great, Carly. Thanks for that. And I love eggplant, so I can't wait to hear your answer, Susie.
Well, you know, part of the success with eggplant is how you cut it. And if you're going to, the skin can be very tough, so one tip is to score it with a fork first. Then slice it. And if you want to grill little baby eggplants, cut them in half and score them. Cut the flesh, and that helps the heat get into them. And another trick with grilling eggplant is to get it on a hot grill, the slices, boil and salt them, cook them on both sides so that they're golden brown, and then take them off and stack them in tin foil so that they finish steaming through, because Carly, I don't know what your issue is, but for me, sometimes I find the eggplant is undercooked. And so sometimes wrapping it up and letting it steam off the heat will help that.
Any particular seasoning, Susie, that you think go particularly well with eggplant?
Oh, definitely fresh mint. So when it comes into season, all the Mediterranean spices are good, cumin and coriander, paprika, cinnamon, but I think in the summertime, grilling it and making a little vinaigrette with lemon and fresh mint is a great way to go, and a little bit of garlic.
That sounds wonderful. Carly, thank you so much for your call. Let's go with Mary in Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. Good to be on the show for my first time. I this morning just made kind of sauteed in EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, the cauliflower florets the broccoli florets and onions, so those three, and about, you know, your 5 minutes. While meanwhile, in a bowl, I whipped up about 4 eggs and a little bit of milk or half and half, or you can use almond milk. It makes it a little bit sweeter. And then I'm making scrambled eggs, and then I took my sauteed vegetables, put that in the bowl, and I put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes. Then when I was really ready to eat it, I kind of just baked it for a little while. You could take it that way to work or wherever, and then just warm it in the microwave. And it was a very good meal. And depending on what spices you use, I used cumin, salt, cardamom, and a little paprika. Very good.
Susie, what about those spices and that combination with those vegetables?
Oh, their cauliflower is really good with cumin and those spices. That's a delicious. And also eggs take a lot of seasoning. That's one thing people don't realize. It sounds like that you've got figured out. It's salt and pepper and spices and herbs really you want to add into your eggs before you cook them.
Well, terrific. Those are good ideas. And let's go to another caller here at 800-642-1234 as we talk to Susie Middleton, the author of Simple Green Suppers, A Fresh Strategy for One-Dish Vegetarian Meals. And Becca is with us now from Elk Mound. Hi, Becca.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question on some new and interesting ways to cook zucchini and yellow squash. We usually end up sautéing it in extra virgin olive oil and salt and pepper. And I'm just wondering if there's any way I could put a new twist on that.
Oh, good question. What about that one, Susie?
Oh, it's definitely good roasted also or grilled. And I would slice it on the bias so you get sort of angled pieces and slice them about a quarter inch thick because you want the zucchini to have a lot of surface area to get brown and then toss it with some oil and salt and either put it at 425 on your a covered baking, you know, parchment or aluminum foil covered baking sheet and really get the bottom side brown and then flip it and it'll cook in about 16 minutes and then you can put a little vinaigrette again of like basil and sun-dried tomatoes on that and it's delicious. Also, what goes well with roasted zucchini is a little fresh goat cheese. And you can do the same technique with that kind of slice on the grill as well.
Becca, thank you so much for your call. Susie, you also pair vegetables and beans. And I know some people are reluctant to use too many beans, but what do you like about that combination?
Well, I'm freaking out about chickpeas. I use them a lot in the book because I discovered, first of all, I do find them more digestible than a lot of other beans, if that is a concern for people. But the neat thing is you can saute or roast chickpeas. They have enough structure and they actually brown up, unlike other beans that sort of fall apart when you do that. And they're very high in protein. So I do actually take, you can use canned chickpeas and rinse them and drain them, or you can cook your own, which I have easy instructions for in the book. I think they have a little better texture when you cook them yourself. And again, they keep in the fridge for several days. But then I throw those into stir fries, just like you would do with your chicken or your shrimp if you're eating meat. But instead, if I want to make a quick stir fry on a weeknight, I throw in my cooked chickpeas and brown them up and then put garlic and and herbs in it. It's very delicious.
I had a chickpea recipe at a restaurant at one point. I think they were roasted chickpeas with some rosemary. And so I've been trying to roast chickpeas at home, and they're never as good. I used the canned ones. They're not the fresh ones. But I think I also did crock pot the others, and I can never get them to have the right texture or enough flavor. Do you have any ideas about how to boost that?
Well, definitely be sure you're roasting them long enough, and you have to go with a medium oven temperature so that they get kind of crisp all the way through, and the roasted chickpeas will not stay crisp too long out of the oven, but toss them with oil and salt before cooking, and then right when they come out, you can toss them in your spice mixture if you want to give them a little flavor.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wait till then, because it did seem to kind of disappear by the time they came out.
Yeah, you
can
do it afterwards.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
And in this recipe where you combine the chickpea stir fry with the sugar snaps and the spring onion, and then you've got this cucumber yogurt sauce going through it. Can you toss this together? Toss it together for us.
Sort of, because I love my chickpeas now. Out of my garden, because I'm a small farmer also, the sugar snap peas come in, and for us in early June or mid-June, we're not so different from you because we're on an island and it's a little colder out here than the rest of New England. But and then we get our first spring onions, which are just immature bulb onions, but they're quite delicious. And we get our first mint, and so that's a really nice vegetable combination. So I thought, well, I'm going to try it with chickpeas. And it feels like it should have sort of a Mediterranean feel to me. So I put a little cumin and coriander, added a little baby spinach. And then very quickly, if I just want to finish that off, I mix some lime juice, honey, and tamari. and just eat it that way. Or if I have a little extra time, I make a very quick cucumber yogurt sauce, which also is pretty versatile. And that has fresh mint and lime juice and Greek yogurt and honey in it.
Those all sound like good options.
Yeah.
And Susie, for the pantry, if we want to be prepped, you said, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of planning to get through a week of meals. What are things that we can have on hand that are make this a little bit easier when it comes time to cook?
Well, I give a lot of pep talk about that in the book because choices can be overwhelming. And I think if you narrow down, you have to sort of try some things and see what you like and then decide to stock up on them. For me, I really love short grain brown rice. I like red quinoa and wheat berries. So I keep those in jars. I buy them in bulk because it's a little cheaper. I keep a variety of noodles around. I've started to like the rice flour noodles a little bit more. And I keep good bread in the freezer. I have a whole chapter in the book on toast, which is kind of fun. And so I buy it and slice it and put it in the freezer. Same thing with tortillas. So there's lots of tips on how to kind of refresh your pantry and be ready when it's time to make dinner.
And what would you say to people who think a meal won't be satisfying enough without some meat in it?
Well, that's another thing we're approaching a lot in the book. As I mentioned, like including umami vegetables like eggplant and avocado and mushrooms and caramelizing things so they have more flavor, adding lots of nuts, using dressings that have protein in them like a tahini dressing or a Caesar dressing. I've tried to approach each of the recipes in the book so that they will be satisfying and filling. And surprisingly, people are one of the most popular recipes now in the book is a butternut squash toast, and it is it's very filling. It's quite amazing. So,
well, Susie, thanks so much for joining us today. The cookbook is Simple Green Suppers, a fresh strategy for one-dish vegetarian meals. That's Susie Middleton's cookbook, and you can find recipes on the Central Time Facebook page.